This is The Morning Drive Show.
It's a great privilege to have Mike de Jong, who is the CEO, or COO, apologies, COO of the South African Hall of Fame, in studio on The Morning Drive. Mike, lovely to have you on air.
Yeah, fantastic. Nice to join you.
I'm really excited about this campaign. We've been talking about it quite a lot on air with regards to the CEO Cycle Challenge. We'll get to that, but first, let's first find out when it comes to the South African Hall of Fame. Let's understand that whole organization and what they do and the importance of the South African Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think that's very important. A lot of people associate the Hall of Fame with the ultimate, and mostly in sports, of course. We know the US, it's the ultimate to get into the Golf Hall of Fame or the Football, the Sports Hall of Fame, even the Music Hall of Fame. So the South African Hall of Fame, we basically celebrate great achievements by extraordinary South Africans. So that's what we do. And there are three core ideologies. So the first is we need to celebrate our heroes. That's very important. That's what's been happening since 2016. And there's been inductions. We're trying to catch up and get all the people who deserve, who have made the criteria, to induct them into the Hall of Fame. And then, of course, why do we do these inductions? It's to inspire the next generation. They need to look up to our heroes and say, I want to be that person. They need to be motivated. And then the third one, and that's where we're going to get to the cycle challenge, the legacy trust and all the rest of us, we need to empower these youngsters, which means we need to raise money, we need to create opportunities for talented kids with no resources.
The CEO Cycle Challenge is all about that. But let's talk more details about this in terms of why you're doing it. Let's hear the stories behind the CEO Cycle Challenge and the importance of this amazing initiative that's taking place.
So we'll talk about that event, but we need to raise these funds for the trust, because the trust, basically what we do is, as we said, we take very, very talented youngsters from all over the country. And currently we have 10 of these young boys at Pretoria Boys Eye, on scholarships. We pay for everything. We pay for their school, we pay for their hostel, we pay for their medical, for their tutoring, for their coaching, all their kit, everything. And these guys have nothing. I mean, it's tough to sometimes see all these stories. We find these talented kids, we put them through psychological, psychometric, social, all these testing, IQ, EQ, everything. And we make sure that these guys have all the tools to be a success. And we then take them and give them an opportunity to go to prestigious schools. You know, next year we've got another 16 boys going to Boys Eye, and we've got 25 going to Maritzburg College. And we're going to take these boys and we're going to walk the walk with them all the way, you know, through matric, eventually into university. And ultimately, one of them surely will become a Bafana Bafana player, Protea, a medal winner at the Olympics, or a Springbok. And that will be fantastic. We'll be there to tell the story, and it's going to be extremely inspiring. But more importantly, we need to create Springbok fathers, Springbok husbands, and Springbok people at their workplace, because we want to change South Africa. You know, a lot of people help South Africa, and we're very thankful. Those people need to keep helping, because South Africa needs the help. But we don't just want to help. We want to change South Africa. And by taking these boys and giving them an opportunity, we're not just changing their lives. We're changing the lives of their families where they come from. I mean, you need to see some of these videos when their gogos, their grandmothers, talk about what this means to them. And of course, moving forward, their lives, their families' lives, and all the people around them, they're going to impact.
Last week on Impact 103's social media platforms, we posted some Piwe story.
Oh boy.
So when you say the Google story, we heard her story, and we heard what a difference it's going to make in her grandson's life, and not only his life, but his family's life afterwards, his children, his grandchildren as well. What an amazing story there also.
It is. It's very emotional. Simpiwe lost both his legs, his arm, and a couple of his fingers when he had septicemia when he was 6 years old. And someone gave him a great opportunity in Wesselsbron in the Free State to join a school there. He failed miserably because he couldn't speak Afrikaans. He's now in grade 7. He's turning 14 later this year. He's top 5 academically in his school. We also last year gave him new blades for him to run, and he's unbelievable. He just broke the under 15 SA record at the age of 13 of the 100 and 200 in the T61 class. And Simpiwe is, I mean, he's going to be at the Olympics, the Paralympics, I think long before he finishes school. Very exciting. He's going off to Boys Eye next year as well.
That is very, very exciting to hear the success stories that are coming through When it comes to the CEO cycle challenge, the word CEO, let's break down the acronym CEO. Is it only for people that own businesses, or is it for everybody?
It is for everybody. So the CEO just says it's the CEO, it's the MD, it's the FD, it's the business owner, it's someone who sits on a board, it's the chairman. It doesn't really matter. It's basically calling on all decision makers in their businesses to say, hear the story, understand what we're doing, understand how we're making a change, and we're inviting them, we're challenging them to come out and join us at the CEO Cycle Challenge, which of course is the 9th to the 13th of September. It's in association, collaboration with Nashua. It's going to be at the Buccleuch Interchange at Nashua's headquarters. There's going to be a massive fishbowl up in the air, and we're going to have 9 stationary bicycles there. We're going to have celebrity teams. John Smith's got a team with some famous names in there. We've got Lucas Radebe is going up against him with his famous team. They're going to be challenging each other, and then of course all the CEOs and everybody else who's coming out to take on the challenge and support the Hall of Fame.
Sounds like an exciting day.
Very.
In fact, an exciting week because it's from the 9th to the 13th of September. Companies that get involved, what are the benefits for them getting involved? Yes, they are changing the life of a young child, a young boy from grade 8 right through to university. But what is the benefits in terms of the short-term benefits?
We understand that companies spend a lot of money on CSI, on SED, 18A donations, all of that. And we provide that opportunity to them, of course. So we're calling upon all these companies that are already spending a lot of money to consider this as an opportunity. So yes, all those opportunities for their BE certificate points in terms of your CSI spend, your SED spend, and of course your 18A. And then we have the opportunity for the public. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to be a business owner and you don't have to contribute thousands of rands. If you go to the website, there's an opportunity to pledge, an opportunity for you to say, I'll give my 10 rand, I'll give my 100 rand. And on the website, you can read the legacy, you can see all the videos, and you can see the boys, Semaka Leng, we've got Daniel, Ethan, Saffron, they all at Boys Eye right now, and their stories are there. You know, every morning I walk into the office, those 10 photographs on the wall make you understand that we put a face to every single rand that is spent. And that makes our job fulfilling. It makes it challenging because we're responsible for those boys every single morning when we walk into the office.
Mike, there are 10 young men that are in Boys High at the moment, Pretoria Boys High. Tell us a bit about them. You've mentioned a few of their names.
Yeah, just Semaka Leng, Daniel, Ethan, Saffron. These guys, there's 10 of them. Four of them made the under 14A rugby team, just as an example. And to give you an idea, last year, the under 14As at Boys High were ranked outside the top 40 in the country. They got themselves as high as number 9 this year in the country. They currently ranked comfortably inside the top 20. They have to play all the big schools. We know that, and it's not easy. But it's been inspiring to see how these boys have joined up with their teammates and the difference they've made. You know, just in the athletics team, we've got coaches at the school that we employ, and the athletic coach there has just made a massive difference. This year, 10 boys went to the SAs in athletics, where in the past the most they ever had representing boys was 3. So there's an immediate impact to the school. There's an immediate impact in creating opportunities for these boys, but also inspiring the rest. And as we said, these are the first 10. We've got the next 16 for Boys Eye, the next 25 for Maritzburg College. My dream is to put 1,000 boys into grade 8 every single year. And that's our first goal. Once we get there, then we'll take a look at where we go next. But that's the way that we're going to change South Africa. These boys, when they leave matric, going through their schools, there's a certain ethos that comes with these schools, with this education. And they're going to go out and they're going to change South Africa for us.
I really like what you've said over here when you say that you raising Springbok fathers, Springbok husbands, Springbok businessmen, Springboks in life, Springbok men in our society. And that is really something that is so key in our society. It also helps in terms of their identity when it comes to who they are and how they are placed in society as well. So this is a really big deal what South African Hall of Fame are doing through the CEO Cycle Initiative. You've mentioned these big goals, and I believe they are really going to be achievable. If you are achieving such big gains in such a short amount of time, shows that people are invested in what South African Hall of Fame are doing. And this is not just a once-off initiative. This is going to be an annual initiative, I'm assuming, that we are going to get the normal, the everyday citizen, as well as the CEO, joining hands to change society.
That's absolutely. I mean, it's what we do is a calling. You have to believe in what you do, and we need to change South Africa in that way. Springbok, it's a very sad statistic that a lot of the communities in South Africa, up to 73%, do not know their fathers. They don't know who they are, and if they do know them, unfortunately, they're not at home. They're working elsewhere, trying to send money back home. They're trying to, you know, provide to the family. But we know the impact of that in terms of family life, growing up, having a father figure, a hero in your life. And that's a problem in South Africa. So we need to get these boys to understand the ethos, their responsibility lies a lot wider than just themselves. And, you know, have the people around them, and eventually when they have their own families, to be the father, to be the husband, and to be the person at work that leads a group of people and impacts their lives. So this is it's kind of throw the stone in the pond, and then those circles need to go as wide as possible. And we need to make sure that rock that we throw in the pond is as big as possible so that we can really impact the people around these young men. And we provide everything for them. I mean, every 2 weeks we sit with a psychologist for 2 hours one-on-one to make sure that they're adapting, that they're adjusting. We don't leave them for a term or for 6 months and then hope that they're doing okay. We're there every single day. We're at the school every week. We hold their hands. We understand. I mean, we had one boy who didn't go home for 5.5 months, didn't leave the hostel, and he wouldn't share with us why. And after 5.5 months, he finally told us, "You do not understand the food that we have at home and how many people eat from it. And if I go home now, the food doesn't become more. It's just another mouth they have to feed. So I'd rather stay here where I have food, and that gives them more to eat." So it was a very sad story. So we, as the Hall of Fame, went and took his mother and his brother from where they lived and brought them to the school and put them in a guest house for the weekend and reunited the family for the weekend. And that's another video that's not easy to watch. It's very emotional. But we don't understand the struggles that these boys go through. And we're trying to give them that opportunity to change their lives and everybody's lives around them.
Mike, I really like what you're saying, because this is not a goal for you only. It's lives that you're impacting, and you're building trust in these young men, because 5.5 months of weekly sessions with a psychologist is a long time, but there was breakthrough over there. And if they can start learning that you can trust those people around you, it'll also change the way that they see society as well.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, these guys are so talented that they have it all in them. It's just we need to bring it out. We need to foster it. We need to develop it. And to see what's happened with these boys in the first 6 months of their lives is off the charts. I mean, you can't relate if you're not there. We invite people to come out and join us and meet these kids and come and watch them on a Saturday with their sports teams. Come see them in their classes. It's I know it's a cliche. It's life-changing. And when you see, knowing that this one person that you're helping through the South African Hall of Fame is not one person. You're helping a village indirectly, and that's how it works. So every one becomes 10. It's a multiple. So when you put money into this project, it's 1 rand becomes 10 rand, the impact of it. So as we say, South Africans help South Africa, and they mustn't stop. We want to help, but we want to change. It's the old story. Don't want to hand out fish. We need to teach them to fish, and they become the people changing and affecting, you know, communities around them.
If you'd like to get involved in the CEO Cycle Challenge, you've heard now that you don't have to be a CEO. You can be anybody in society that has felt led to be part of the CEO Cycle Challenge taking place in September from the 9th to the 13th. 25 minutes on a bicycle. Do you have to ride a bicycle, or can you pledge, or is it a bit of both, or one or the other?
You'll see on the website when you go there are packages. So for the corporates, for the guys that want to spend big money, they come out, they cycle, and even the guys coming out to cycle. You don't need to be a cyclist. It's 25 minutes. Just sit on the bike and chat to the John Smith sitting next to you. It's all about networking. It's all about the CEOs coming together. Talking about South African solutions. At the same time, you can just pledge your money. You don't have to get on a bicycle. You're more than welcome to come join us in the week and come see what it's all about and come support. And when you're driving on the highway, you can't miss the fishbowl. You'll see Victor Matfield, or you'll see John Smith or Lucas Radebe grinding away, because the celebrities are going to work hard, and they're up against each other for bragging rights and all kinds of other challenges. But no, it's for the whole of South Africa. Anybody can. It's a special week, and of course that's just the fundraiser. Then we do our work the whole year. We've got many corporate partners that come in, and they become partners of the Hall of Fame throughout. They believe in what we do long term, and I mean, we're going to be here for a very long time. So it's not just about the CEO Cycle Challenge. That is just an event, which is our main fundraiser for the Legacy Trust.
I was just about to say, the word that I feel here is definitely legacy. The South African Hall of Fame. Really appreciate having Mike de Jong, who is the COO of the South African Hall of Fame, in studio with us this morning. If you want to get more information on the CEO Cycle Challenge, go to the website. It's ceocyclechallenge.co.za. Mike, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you.
The Morning Drive Show on Impact 103.